This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You know, we're getting closer to the end of the year. It's time for Americans to start making those New Year resolutions. Well, I have a resolution for every American. And let me kind of slow this down, because this is one of those, what we're facing is one of the greatest scams we've ever seen in this country. It's coming out of Minnesota. But we know that it is in other cities as well, probably every major city in this country. And it's the hardworking people of America that are feeling the brunt of this. Americans are the hardest working people in the world. Period. Americans work longer hours, we take fewer vacations, we retire later, and somehow we're told this is freedom. Our New Year's resolution this year is to stop being patsies, to stop being pawns, to stop being tools. Here's what we're finding out, and we've known this for a long time, but now it just becomes so blatantly obvious, and the left is just so egregious. Here's how the con works. You get up early. You, my friends, listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, you go to work, you produce, you build something, you serve someone. And before you ever see your paycheck, the government already has its hand in your pocket. Income tax, payroll tax, Social Security tax, Medicare tax. Then you get what's left, and the government isn't done with you yet. No, you buy groceries. Well, there's a sales tax. You put gas in your car. There's a gas tax, federal and state. You own a home. Well, you got property tax. Every single year, even though you already bought the house, you own a car. Registration fees, license fees, inspection fees, you invest, capital gains tax, you die, estate tax. By the time you are done living your life, half your labor is gone. And what do you get for it? Well, you get open borders. You get homeless camps. You get criminals released without bail. You get schools that can't teach reading, but somehow have the time for gender ideology. Roads never get fixed. We have vets sleeping on the street. But here's where the scam really becomes insulting. That money that is being, taken from you in taxes, it's not staying here. It's being shipped overseas, shipped to what? Criminals? To terrorists? That money that is being taken from you, it is going to foreign citizens, foreigners who are buying luxury automobiles, taking vacations. That money is feeding the entire world. But none of it is for you. Yeah. What we're seeing in Minnesota is so eye-opening, so jarring, so shocking, so fraudulent, so corrupt. Billions to countries that hate us. Billions to countries that lecture us. Billions to countries that laugh at us. We're told it's foreign aid or humanitarian assistance or our responsibility as a global leader. What are we seeing? What are we paying for? When was the last time we had, say, Germany pay to fix homelessness in Phoenix, in my hometown? When did that happen? When was the last time we had France, you know, help secure the border? When did we have Kuwait help American veterans? See, this is what's absolutely ridiculous. We spent billions of dollars to the Ukraine to help secure their border, didn't we? As a matter of fact, Ukraine, from its fire departments to its schools to its businesses, they all are existing because of taxpayers in the United States of America. When have they ever done anything for us? They never have. This is a one-way relationship. America pays. Everyone else cashes the check. Let me say that again. This is one way. America pays. We're the ones that are sending money all over the free world. Oh, something goes wrong in Haiti. America has to help out. Oh, something goes wrong anywhere. America is helping out. Your money, your taxpaying dollars. Oh, yes, yes. We have liberals. We have conservatives. Oh, they'll just freely send money. Oh, we'll send money to Israel. Oh, we'll send money to what? And when you dare to ask a question, what are you called? You're called selfish. You're called ignorant. You're called unpatriotic. You have absolutely no heart. You are cold. How can you be like this? You need to help people. This money helps people.
Do something for the poor people. Got to do something for the poor people. We as Americans, we got to do something for the poor.
It always goes that way, doesn't it? We as Americans got to do something for the poor. Meanwhile, look what they're doing to us in our schools. This is why they're able to scam us. This is why we need to have a New Year's resolution that we no longer put up with this. We no longer be a patsy. Ask yourself this question. Why didn't you learn about taxes in high school? How come that wasn't a course? I mean, taxes are so ubiquitous. They're everywhere. How come we're never taught how to deal with them? Why didn't we learn how to budget? How come we never learned to balance a checkbook in high school? When did you learn personal finances? Where did you learn personal finances? Did you? I'll tell you why. Because the United States of America, the government, the powers that be, they want us to be patsies because an informed citizen is dangerous to an all out of control government. Our government is out of control. And if our citizens were informed, we wouldn't put up with it. You can look at what's happening right now. If you're not aware, a major scandal has broken out. I mean, been exposed in Minnesota. Major, shockingly bad scandal. The worst scandal, welfare scandal in America's history. But most Americans don't know about it because the media is not reporting on it. More on that in a moment. If people actually understood how much was being taken from them and how little they were getting in return, this system would collapse overnight. If people had to pay taxes and, you know, when the bill comes due, you write a check or put it on a credit card instead of having the money just taken little bit by little bit out of every paycheck, there would be a revolt. What happens instead? Well, instead, they keep you busy. They keep us distracted. They keep us divided, fighting culture wars that they create while quietly emptying our wallet. And they've got the nerve to tell you that this is the American dream. Work hard. Vacation once or twice a year. No, the American dream used to be owning your labor, owning your home, owning your future, owning your car, being able to get a car. Now we're the world's what? Automatons. We're the world's little worker bees. Busy, 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 busy. Produce more, pay more, ask fewer questions. I'm tired of Americans being financially oppressed by the very government that claims to represent our New Year's resolution this year to finally say, no, no more. Not going to do it. That's the moment that this whole illusion of freedom comes crashing down around them. I say bring it all down. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the free iHeartRadio app. You can also follow me on all my socials by going to my main website at jamestharris.com. Make sure you hit the Clarity Report. Listen, what is the reason why I'm so worked up right out of the box sitting in for Jesse Kelly? Is because a major fraud has been exposed to the world. And it did not come from the New York Times or CNN. It did not come from the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal. Didn't come from MS Now, BBC News, CBS News. It didn't come from Bloomberg. Didn't come from NBC, CNBC, AP, The Guardian. No, it didn't come from Fox News. It didn't come from News Nation. It didn't come from Newsmax. It came from a 23-year-old kid with a YouTube channel. He and his partner, a guy named David, who actually has been doing the research for years, simply had an iPhone and a list of daycares and agencies that Somalians had opened up in Minnesota over the last, I don't know, 10 or so years. Daycare centers, bilking the taxpayers for millions of dollars a year, supposed to be taking care of children. When you go to the site, it's an empty lot, blacked out windows, no children. In one day, they went to one daycare after another daycare after another daycare, meeting Somalis who were becoming increasingly hostile, only to find nobody there. Major scam. I think over $100 million they exposed in that one video. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me all that is happening and it's been going on for years and these major news organizations, they didn't you bust the story? Where's 60 Minutes? Where are the investigative reporters? No. Representative Tom Emmer out of Minnesota talked about how Nick Shirley found more fraud in one day than the attorney general, the governor, and all the news agencies combined.
Emmer is the House Majority Whip and here to comment on all of this. An incredible story here breaking. As Bill noted, this has gone viral. Nick Shirley's reporting. He got out there and he did, you know, the old-fashioned legwork. He walked the walk, he asked questions, and he revealed some fascinating stuff. And as many people have said, potentially the tip of the iceberg here. I want to get your thoughts on his reporting and what's been exposed here.
Well, great to be with you, Molly. I mean, look, this young journalist, Nick Shirley, goes out there and finds more evidence of fraud in one day than Tim Walz and our Attorney General Keith Ellison have found in 7 years. Why did he find it? Because he looked for it, Molly. While Tim Walz and Keith Ellison have been looking the other way, Billions of dollars have been stolen from Minnesota taxpayers. You've got the child care centers that he showed you. There's 80 autism centers that are under investigation. There was a housing stabilization program that was created in 2020. They estimated it was going to run about $2 million a year. Molly, they shut it down in October because of it was rife with fraud, and they'd already sucked out over $160 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office here in Minnesota estimates this fraud could actually reach $9 billion before the investigation is all over.
$9 billion before the investigation is over. Wait a minute. $9 billion. The Attorney General, Keith Ellison, the Governor, Tim Walz, they looked the other way. they looked, you know, this had to be purposeful, right? They looked the other way. How can you have all of this fraud going on in your state and you don't know? Listen, this is, I mean, this is corruption. They were emboldened. They didn't think they had to be concerned about this. Wait a minute. You had Kamala Harris choose Walz to be her running mate for the presidency. That's how confident and cocky they were. Did she say this is the tip of the iceberg? Did he say this could be $9 billion in Minnesota alone?
And we've got two major issues going on in addition to just the fraud. One, millions of dollars of this fraud has been shipped back to Somalia to a known terrorist group, Al-Shabaab.
Oh.
And two, we've got all kinds of whistleblowers now that are coming forward. And if what they are saying is real and can be documented, and what they're saying is they told Tim Walz about the fraud when it was happening, and he not only ignored them, he retaliated against him. I'm telling you, Molly, if that's accurate and it can be proven, Tim Walz needs to be held accountable.
Okay, see,
everybody in his administration needs to be held accountable. This guy now is scrambling to make it look like he's doing something.
He's not doing anything. I mean, if they can prove that it's true. If they can prove that it's true, he needs to be prosecuted. What are you talking about? He doesn't need to step down. He doesn't need to retire. He needs to be prosecuted. Have you noticed there has been a lack of perp walks? We're almost a year into the president's, you know, first term or second term. Who's done the perp walk? Where's the perp walk? Now you had this massive fraud in Minnesota. Who will be held to account? See, that's part of the New Year's resolution of stop being a patsy. We need to demand that there is an accounting for this. We're going to hear a little bit of this video that now has over 100 million views coming up next. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of the Valley of the Sun in Arizona. You can catch my show, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or you can listen on the free iHeartRadio app. I encourage you to go to my website, jamestharris.com, and follow my social medias and the Clarity Report. Who is Nick Shirley? Well, he's a YouTuber. A YouTuber. And he got a hold of some folks that were really looking into the fraud. He was astounded by the fraud. And this is nothing new. This has been reported on for years. You know, as you just heard on the Fox News clip, they had whistleblowers to come forward. They got turned away. They got threatened. I have a friend who's a radio talk show host in Minneapolis, John Justice. He was telling me, yeah, there are a lot of people who are very well versed, even more versed than this kid, Shirley. But Shirley had the platform, and when he put it out there, it simply exploded. There are over 100 million views of his video where he's going around in one day exposing over $100 million in fraud in plain view. Over 100 million views of this video. That's more than every news agency is put together what they're getting as far as viewership. Corporate media is dead. They're dead. They're a facade. When you have somebody who has integrity and is speaking the truth, look at what happens. And look at what happens when you don't have the federal government suppressing information. I mean, if this would have been 3 or 4 years ago, this is probably why we didn't find out about it. Because once they tried to report it, you had the very same Democrats that watched this happen, that let this happen. They were suppressing information. You tell the truth about COVID, you were shut down, deplatformed. What? If you talked about the fraud that was the 2020 election, you got deplatformed, shut down. What? Thanks to Elon Musk. I mean, this thing, you have a free avenue. And look what happens when you get truthful reporting put on that platform. It goes just viral, beyond viral. A 42-minute video of this young man and his crew exposing Minnesota fraud. This might be the most important work out there yet. It uncovered the most massive fraud in America's history. And here's just a minute or two of this young man with this David, who is an older gentleman who's done the research, going around and boldly knocking on doors, trying to get information from these Somalians who are open up these fraudulent businesses.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going.
Ooh, shut that
what
door.
What do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't think anybody is enabling fraud to happen.
We need to hold Governor Walz accountable for this.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent?
Ask about it.
There aren't any kids.
Answer the question. Are there children? There's no children inside this building.
Potentially the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history is taking place in Minnesota, as literally billions of dollars have been funneled through Somali-ran fraudulent businesses. So much fraud, it could actually almost replace the entire GDP of Somalia. These fraudsters have worked hand-in-hand with the Minnesota government as they enabled billions of dollars to be given to fraudulent businesses underneath welfare purposes. Some of this money eventually landed in the hands of terrorist groups in Somalia like the Al-Shabaab, and others enriched themselves all at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. And in this video, we will break down all of the fraud from start to finish, from going to the fraudulent businesses and confronting the people who are making millions of dollars from the government. And we will also be confronting the incompetent government leaders who let this fraud happen. And to make this happen, I met up with a man who's been doing his own investigation for years now, as he has seen the fraud firsthand.
You see, here's the deal. Here's the problem with this. I can tell already. You know, this young kid, he doesn't have the proper, you know, evening news voice. This is David Buehler reporting on fraud. He doesn't have that. He's just a kid, you know, just putting it out there. They don't have the graphics. Dun, 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 dun. They don't have any of that. He just turns on the camera, starts talking and showing you, you know, trying to get some information and how he is received by these hostile Somalis. It's incredible. And they're showing you the paperwork. Oh, they do put up some graphics. But it's straightforward. He's just out there. And then one of the guys that's working with David, he's the guy who actually put together years of research, years of observations of these fraudulent daycare centers.
His name is David. Let's get into this and be prepared to be shocked. How deep is this fraud here inside of Minnesota?
It is far worse than anybody can imagine. You heard it's 7 to 10 billion and maybe more, and now the numbers have been revised and put out there publicly that they think it's more like 8 billion. How I got involved is that where my office is here in Minneapolis, I'm sort of in the heart of all of this fraud, and I would see these childcare centers. I said, well, there aren't any kids there. It's the middle of the day, and all I see are a couple of guys standing out front smoking, and then I'd go by another daycare and I'd see the same thing. I said, well, where do these kids play? And so I started to go online and look, and I said, this place is licensed for 80 children. They had zero children. Every time I went by there, they never had a single child there.
So his business is in the heart of this madness. He's noticing it. What is going on here? You know, these Somalis out here smoking cigarettes and stuff. This is supposed to be a daycare. There are no children. Wait a minute. So he starts to put together information. Notice, not a news bureau, not a government agency with oversight, a regular businessman who was like, I'm surrounded by this. What in the hellifax is going on? So he puts together these reports, this documentation. I mean, this is incredible. And, you know, we're going to get into a little bit further in the show. We are, because this wasn't negligence. This was being done on purpose. This was purposeful. This is a raping of the American taxpayer. And this isn't just happening in Minneapolis. This is systematic. Breathe. What we are witnessing is a Democrat Ponzi scheme. Oh, James, here you are. Democrats! Democrat be thy name. Billions of dollars being funneled through. You can connect the dots. And here's what's just making my head just spin. Oh, we heard from Cash Patel that there were some investigations going on during the Biden administration. They knew exactly what was going on. But they didn't do anything about it. And you know what? The people of Minnesota, the government in Minnesota, they're not going to do anything about it. They're the ones that were perpetuating it. It's not going to change until we, the people, decide, you know what? We are not going to allow this to happen. The first thing the Trump administration should do is shut off all the money, federal funds flowing into Minnesota. I'm sorry.
Well, what about the people that?
What about the people that need it? Where were they? Where were the people supposed to be watching out for them? And notice how the Somalians, they used the children. Oh, the children of feeding the poor, the children. Oh, this is for autism, the children. They use our children as a shield. As they rip us off for billions. And I want to know how they got away with this. Coming up next, you're going to hear from a TSA whistleblower. I love TSA. TSA for people, you know, they shake you down. They fill you up. Meanwhile, you got Somalis going through the border with millions of dollars with no questions being asked. James T. Harris. Sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the free iHeartRadio app. You can follow me on social by going to jamestharris.com and then hit the social buttons, especially the Clarity Report. Oh, we have clarity now on what's happening in Minnesota. And they're telling us there's more to come. But how about this? You have a former TSA agent who recalled millions of cash flying out of Minneapolis into Minneapolis airport to Somalia. Millions. Now, for a while, I thought, you know, you can't take money. You can't take that much money on a plane, but you can. And the TSA, they don't limit you how much money you could take. You could take $10,000. You have to declare anything over $10,000 to the customs, right? These cats have suitcases full of millions of dollars. Don't you think that would be suspicious? We're going to flag you. Where is this money? Is this legitimate? How did you? Oh, we won this money on the stock market. No, you didn't. That's what Ilhan Omar is trying to say now. She was broke 4 or 5 years ago. Now she's worth $20 or $30 million. That's because she went to the Hillary Clinton School of Finance, right? Right? Her husband was broke too. No, not the brother, the white dude. The white dude she married, yes. Yeah, and he was broke. Now he's got a company worth, you know, millions of dollars. How does that work? $1 million in $100 bills weighs about 22 pounds. I looked it up. And it takes up some serious space. You know, you're at risk flying with that kind of money. You know, you could get scammed. You could get robbed. These people didn't seem too concerned with it. Why? It seems like that they had access, that they had passage, that they had protection.
Suitcases filled with millions of dollars of cash. And the couriers were always Somali men traveling in pairs. And they got through the checkpoint. It just really absolutely blew my mind the first time you open a suitcase and you see millions of dollars of cash. And typically what would happen is a Leo or a law enforcement officer would come, check their credentials. I don't know what kind of questions they asked them, but their IDs were always documented, and probably their plane tickets as well. So there is a trail of that out there. And I would believe with all the cameras at the airport that if they started there, they could probably find each and every individual that brought money through the checkpoint.
You think so? Obviously. You think they'd be able to do that? Notice she says with all the cameras out there, I imagine if they wanted to, they'd be able to identify every person that brought money through the checkpoint. Of course they could. Of course they could. But they didn't. Why? With all the technology that exists, and especially you have Somali men walking up with suitcases with $1 million and they're opening it up. Hey, oh, let me check your ID. Okay, carry on. And nothing. I'll tell you what, even though it's legal, let me see you put $100,000 in a suitcase and then try to jump on a plane and go to maybe Vegas. Or something. Do you think you would get scrutinized? Do you think? Oh, I bet you would. Why? Because you're a rube, meaning an American. See, if you had an accent and you had more melanin in your skin, hey, carry on. See, if you were a foreigner coming up here, without any type of identification or anything, oh, just come on across and the American government will give you a backpack, give you a debit card with $10,000 on it, and give you a free ride to anywhere in the country you want to go. Rube. This should not surprise us, but this should enrage you. This should enrage you. Former TSA agent just sitting here spilling the tea.
This seems suspicious, if not alarming, given what seems to be a pattern here. So you're talking about millions of dollars flying out of Minneapolis, and you think it happened about every week or so? Is that right?
So it certainly seemed like it happened every week. The suitcases came in, and it was always, the MO was always two Somalian men traveling in pairs. Sometimes they both had suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
And so the process was, as a TSA agent, we would pull the bag, and then we'd bring them to a private screening room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we would open the suitcase.
Okay.
And make sure that's all it was stacks of cash.
Yeah, make sure it wasn't any drugs, anything, something illegal like that. Just make sure there was like $1 million in cash. As long as it was $1 million of cash, you're good.
And a Leo would come and maybe question them and for sure take a picture of their identification and I'm assuming their plane ticket.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. So there is a trail out there.
Of course there's a trail out there. Oh, I'm sorry. This is so utterly ridiculous. Oh, I have a question for you. Have you heard this TSA whistleblower? Have you heard her on MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, CNN, Fox News, Newsnet? Have you seen this before? Heard this before? No, you haven't? You mean to tell me you're getting new information from the Jesse Kelly Show, from the old regular old talk show folks? This is the power of the new media. Again, you can find this on X. Yes, yes. It was posted yesterday. Actually, 2 days ago. The whistleblower, the TSA, telling you everything that was going on. This was being done in plain sight. This was being done to you, to us, by a fraudulent, federal government, a fraudulent state government. There's nobody out there who voted for this. Oh, you know what? I want to go to work for an extra hour so I can help some fraudulent Somali woman with a bogus daycare center, you know, just break in more of my hard-earned cash. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's voting for this. So it begs a question. I know I'm going to make some folks uncomfortable with this, but at the top of the hour, I'm going to ask some questions about Pam Bondi. I'm going to ask some questions about Cash Patel, the FBI. Where are they? Where are they? James T. Harris, my friends, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.